Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Hey guys, welcome back once again. We are here with, I believe it's Andrew Best. I'm not sure. He's looking rather nice over there today. Just got a haircut. In fact, I gave it to him myself.
That was very nice, Ad. Thank you for the haircut. Actually, yeah, it's great. We're saving some money and having quite an experience with the haircutting.
Exactly.
Very good. And if you notice by my voice, I'll apologize in advance. I've got a little bit of a cold.
I know. I think partly the reason why Andrew might have a cold actually today is we've actually been on a diet for the past week trying to clean out our bodies of the toxins in the air and around the world.
Very true. So what have we been doing? We've had only juice and water for, I believe, 2 days.
That's right.
48 hours. Mm-hmm. And then just vegetables, no meat, no milk, stuff like that. That's what we've been doing. But then we cheated on the diet because we realized...
Well, I don't think we cheated because we decided to change it to make it better, I would say.
Yeah, we changed for the better.
Right, that's what we do
here. We're going to add a little bit of chicken in.
Exactly.
So now we're eating, but I got myself sick.
Right, so we don't want to get sick here. The point of getting healthy is not to get yourself sick, I think.
Exactly.
So that's what we found. Anyways, we are China232.com, if you didn't know, and we are doing some English learning. And we're going to make it fun once again today. Okay. Actually, we're starting a blog very shortly as well, when we're going to be talking about ourselves and, you know, some different topics, whatever you want.
Different ideas. So you can read some stuff that we think about. You can write some comments, practice your writing ability. Don't be shy.
Right,
Don't be shy.
A little bit of a discussion we can have, right?
We can have a discussion. So add enough. Great intro, by the way.
Good.
But let's get right into it.
Right. What are we talking about today? The topic today is called bringing much to the table.
Bringing something to the table, right. Basically.
Right.
The table is a metaphor, really.
It is.
And what do we mean by that? Bringing something to the table. If some person... Okay, you've got a group of people, right?
Right.
And then another person comes in. Do they add anything to the group?
Right. Do they make it interesting? Is it more enjoyable having them there,
right,
or are they just sitting there not really adding much to the conversation?
Right. So if they're interesting, if they are funny, anything, that would be bringing something to the table. If they're just boring and sitting there,
right, or
that's
just
not
being,
bringing anything just to the
being,
table.
Just being incredibly good looking is bringing something to the table, because that will attract other people to talk to me, which is what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so bringing something.
Okay, so let's get into the dialogue. Okay, who's starting first, Andy?
I'll start. So, who's all going tonight?
You, Steve, Scott, Kim, Christy, and myself.
Why did you invite Scott?
What's wrong with him? He's a nice guy. He's totally harmless.
I know he's harmless. I don't dislike him. It's just that it's Saturday night. We've already got such a tight group, and he doesn't really bring much to the table.
I haven't really found that.
Think back to the nights he's been there. He doesn't joke around or laugh much. I kind of think he ruins the group dynamic.
I didn't really think of it before, but now that you mention it, the girls don't really seem to be themselves around him.
Exactly. So what are you going to do about it?
Not much I can do. I already invited him. I can't tell him that we find him too dull.
I suppose not. But next time, I'll do the inviting.
Right. Good dialogue. Okay, what did we talk about here? We talked about a guy, one of our friends here, is a little bit boring, it seems like. And for Saturday night, maybe not the best friend to invite.
So this is pretty interesting here. We're being a little... I don't know. Some people might think we're too judgmental.
Right. Maybe we're a little bit of a snob, right? We're snobbish.
We're not being, you know, we're not including. Well, we don't even know if this is our friend. This is just a person.
By the way, this is just a dialogue again to learn the words.
That's true.
Fun
dialogue. But this could be just a person that we could invite, but maybe we're choosing not to. And the reason is, well, we'll get to that in a second. What's the first phrase
is who's all going?
All right. So this is just a slang way that we ask, give me the list of all the people that are going.
Right. Who's going out tonight?
Right. And you got to give the list. Who's all going? That's what we say sometimes.
Right. Just casual conversation. Okay. Next one. Harmless.
All right. So obviously it means does not cause any harm or damage. But when we describe a person as harmless, what we're doing is we're saying he's not a bad person or she's not a bad person. They're not going to do anything bad. But it's actually not a very nice thing to say because we often mean that they're maybe a little bit boring or right. they're not interesting.
Right. They're not in the center of attention. That's for sure.
Right. So they're harmless. It's not bad having them there, but it's not really good either because they don't do very much.
Right. They're just sort of
they don't
of
make
there.
It better. They just don't make it worse either.
Right. For sure. Okay. Good. Harmless. The next one is I don't dislike him. Right. All right.
Okay. So this is interesting here. Okay, you can dislike somebody meaning you don't like them. Mm-hmm. You can say you like somebody meaning you do like them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say you don't dislike somebody, that's kind of neither.
Right. That just means maybe if you could have a conversation with the guy, but you're probably not going to spend a whole day with them talking a lot and enjoying your day.
Right. It means, you're not interested in them.
Or you don't have much in common, much to talk about, many of the same common interests.
Right, so you're somewhere in the middle between not liking but liking.
Right.
Somewhere in the middle.
Sort of like you can say I'm indifferent towards this person.
Indifferent, very good word.
Right, okay, the next one, tight group.
Okay, so you have a group of friends, a family, something like this. Often it is friends, and you know each other pretty well. You get along well. You all know how to behave together. And you say the group is quite tight, right? So that means everyone knows each other very well and you're comfortable around each other and you don't really want to include other people into the group necessarily.
Right, there's no room for others. It's too tight.
So that's the group. It's already set. You know, you don't want anyone else there changing it.
Right. So, but I think the problem of having too tight a group sometimes is then you don't meet the other people, hopefully fun people that do bring things to the table.
Sure. I mean, if you've got too tight a group and you're not open to anybody, then, you know, you're not going to meet any new people, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Not fun. Okay. The next one, which is the title and the theme of our story, which is bring much to the table. We briefly talked about this before. Andrew, recap.
Okay. So again, bringing something to the table is, are they adding anything interesting or of value to the group, to the conversation? Are they funny again? Are they interesting? Is there anything that you like about this person being there?
Right. Is there really a benefit of them being here? I mean, you shouldn't look at friends as being a benefit, but it's nice to enjoy their company for some reason, though, isn't
it? It's true, yeah. I mean, I pick my friends. There's a lot of nice people, but for me to go out of my way and say, well, they're really a good friend of mine, I've got to think that there's something about them that I like, not just the fact that, well, I don't hate them, so therefore they're my friend.
Right, exactly. You want to be enjoying them, their company for some reason, right?
Exactly. So, you know. That's, I think we all do that to some extent, isn't it?
Definitely, we do. Sometimes we just don't pretend.
We pretend that we don't.
We pretend like we don't.
But you want to bring something to the table.
Oh, I certainly do. I like bringing many things to the table is my idea of what I want to be like. Unfortunately, sometimes I have nothing to bring. Then I have to quickly leave the conversation.
Yeah, I've certainly done that. Had the nights where I go out. And I'm even boring myself.
Right. You realize if you're boring yourself, you're probably, chances are, you're boring other people,
it's
too.
It's just a bad night. You don't have much to say.
Exactly. It's very difficult if you're making a first impression and you want to say, believe me, I'm not normally so boring, but you can't really say this.
Yeah.
They're thinking, sure, sure. Okay, good. The next one is group dynamic.
All right. So this is the way that a group of people behave together. Now, think about this. If you're with your boss or your parents or someone, with different groups, you might behave slightly differently. You might say different things. Now, if it's a group of friends, they might have a certain way of talking to each other, a certain way of acting around each other. And that That way is called the group dynamic, right. The way that group interacts with each other.
And the whole feel of how the conversation in the group is going. Sometimes people ruin the group dynamic before, you know, it might have been four people having a lot of fun, everyone's laughing. Then another person enters the room, all of a sudden silence. It's very boring.
They
for some
ruin
reason.
The dynamic for some reason. So a good example of this, you can imagine if it's four coworkers, you know, sitting around laughing at lunch, having a great time talking about something, and they're really relaxed and having fun. And then the boss comes in and the laughter stops. And
right, all of a sudden you start getting more serious, and then it ruins the fun.
So the boss came in, and let's face it, he ruined the group dynamic.
Party's over, guys. Party is over. Okay, good. The next one is now that you mention it.
Okay, so if you didn't think of something before, you might all of a sudden think of it after the other person brings it up or after they mention it. So you say, well, I didn't really think of that before, but because you just said it now I'm starting to think about it and I'm starting to agree with what you're saying.
Right.
I see your point now. I didn't think of it before, but now that you mention it, yes, that's true.
Right, exactly. Now that this new information has come into play, now we can, you know, now we can make a new decision about this, right?
Mm-hmm. So now I agree. Usually it's you agree.
Right.
Right. Now that you mention it, yes, I see that as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, now that you mention it is usually agreeing, for sure. Mm-hmm. Next one is be themselves, right? Everyone wants to be themselves, but what does this mean?
I mean, being yourself means acting the way you want to act and you feel most comfortable acting. The way you feel is yourself.
Right, the way you want to be seen by other people and how you see yourself.
Usually if you're with your friends, really good friends, you would probably say you are being yourself around them. If you're maybe with a new group and you feel a little bit shy in the group, maybe you don't act like yourself. You act a little different, not very natural.
Right, and sometimes even if the person's okay, they just ruin the group dynamic. And for some reason, you feel that you can't be themselves around. You can't be yourself around them.
Exactly.
Right.
That's true. That happens to everybody. It's not a good feeling to not be yourself. So be yourself.
Right. Who else would you be? That's my question.
But yeah, some people do make it harder than others to be yourself.
Right.
Okay. So that wraps this episode up. I think
another
there was
one,
a lot of...
Another one.
Another one. Very good. I hope everybody is telling their friends, we need to start seeing lots of new faces, lots of new people coming on the show.
Coming right on the show. Okay.
And we're so glad to be helping everybody out. Get on the website. You know what it is. www.china232.com.
And
thanks for coming in.
Don't forget to look at the new business English section that we've just recently added to the website.
Yeah, this is going to be cooking really well. And get on there, read the blogs, leave your comments. You know what to do. Talk to you later, guys.
See it.
Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.